Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Stronger and Better Lives, and you have tuned in today to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. And today, we have a great show planned for you today. Actually, the show is so great. We played it last week, and we have received so many responses to the show, we've decided to replay the show today. If you have ever considered becoming involved with a mastermind group in any way, shape, or form, and wondered how to do it, or maybe what are the benefits of it, today's show is for you. So please share the show, retweet it, Facebook it, send it on LinkedIn, get a pen, get a paper, and prepare to enjoy one of the best shows that we have done in all of the time that we've been on Blog Talk Radio Show. And with that, we introduce you to Havilah Malone and the guests discussing the mastermind process. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the International Mastermind Association radio show. I'm your host, Havilah Malone, and I'm so happy to be with you today to talk about the power of the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. You know, many of you may be wondering what exactly is a mastermind and why that even something that you need to know about. And today's show is really going to talk about and touch on that very topic. And so, of course, as we know, Napoleon Hill, who spent 20 years of his career going around interviewing and finding out the best of the best information from some of the most powerful and successful people around the world, and really was able to boil down all those really important points that we can apply within our own lives so that we can be successful not only in our businesses but also in our personal lives. And even for myself, for nearly a decade, I managed a $160 million business and a sales force for one of the largest computer manufacturers in the world. And I even had the distinct privilege and honor of generating millions of dollars in revenue as a spokesperson for Hewlett-Packard on some of the popular TV networks, such as the Home Shopping Network, QVC, and Shop at Home TV. And a lot of principles that I used to help in my success throughout my career were ones that are found within Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I even appeared as a cast member on Style Network's TV show, The Amandas, and most recently I work with entrepreneurs, coaches, and leaders to help them really share their message with the world via TV, radio, and print so that they can become publicity magnets for their business. And those principles, and one of the most important principles that, and at the time I didn't even fully understand the full significance of it or how important it was, but it was that of the masterminding principle. And so today our show is going to be all about what is that mastermind, why is it something that would be really important for you and in your life, and we have two very special guests that we're bringing on who are going to be talking about how that principle has helped in their lives and in their businesses as well. And so often we feel like we have to carry the world on our shoulders and we have to do everything ourselves and we're alone in our pursuits. So we may be starting a business or we may be trying to flourish in a relationship within our lives, and sometimes we just kind of get in our own heads and are trying to do things on our own. But with that one simple principle, we can really accelerate the success of our business and in our personal life by leaps and bounds. So if you're really interested in having success in your business and experiencing that exponential growth, then the masterminding is exactly what the doctor ordered. And speaking of doctors, when we have on our show today Dr. Lynell King, and also the CEO of Advantage Realty Group of Advisors, and this is Mr. Raul Velasalez. And he, his company was named by the Wall Street Journal as one of the top in the nation. He's also the founder of the Next Level International LLC. And Mr. Lynell King is a board-certified internal medicine physician and an ultimate vitality coach. And these two gentlemen really have a lot of expertise and things to share with us, especially around that masterminding principle. So I'd love to invite our guests on. That's Mr. Raul Velasalez and Dr. Lynell King. Gentlemen, are you on the call?
Thank you, Havila, for having us here. This is Raul. How are you?
Hello,
Havila.
Great. Hello.
This is Lynell.
How are you, gentlemen, doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
We are so happy to have you on to come to talk to us about what it is that you all do, your businesses and the success that you've had in your business and in your personal lives and with using that mastermind principle. So actually, if you both can talk just a little bit about yourselves and what it is that you do, so just share with our audience about yourselves. So actually, we start with Mr. Raul.
Excellent. Well, Havila, I own one of those brokerages that has been affected by the real estate downfall the last 5 years, but I've managed to turn around. I made it one of those most profitable real estate brokerages in the last 4 years. I was in the Wall Street Journal as one of the top 20 in the nation. And because of that, I started a training company called Next Level Training. And my passion is to really help people go to the next level. And I've sold hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate. I've invested in real estate every year. And I truly believe that if you want to go to the next level, you need to start seeing things from a different perspective. And you know, being part of a mastermind has helped me a lot in my business. So I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited about my business. I'm excited about life. And I love to wake up every morning with the energy, with the vision that I've never had before. I'm more excited about life today than ever before.
That's fantastic. And then Dr. Lynell King, tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Yes, hello. Well, I am an internal medicine physician, and I work in the hospital. I've owned a couple hospitalist groups, and a hospitalist is someone who takes care of patients in the hospital. So patients that may have had a heart attack or a stroke, or out-of-control diabetes, pneumonia, cancer, a lot of preventable diseases. get admitted to the hospital. My group is the one that admits them to the hospital, and then we get them well and get them back. Our practice was in Naples, Florida. We were in all hospitals. There's four hospitals in Naples, Florida, and we served all four hospitals. And we transitioned into another market in Venice, Florida, and we currently have a hospital there that we practice in. After doing this so many years, I realized that so many people suffer from preventable diseases that I really wanted to do something to prevent this. And my own father and mother actually suffered from preventable diseases. My dad, you know, died in his 60s from pancreatic cancer. My mom suffered a heart attack. She had diabetes at one point. She suffers from renal failure. She has to go to dialysis three times a week. And so, you know, it's really, I felt like, you know, as a physician, if I cannot, you know, with the current medical model, if I can't prevent these diseases, then how can the layperson? And so I really went on a mission to change my own life around and also the lives of others. And it's been a phenomenal journey, and I could not have done it by myself. And Mastermind, I didn't even know what a Mastermind was before a year ago. You know, in medical school, it's like, you know, we're taught to learn a certain amount of information, regurgitate it back on the test. You're not allowed to get any help from anyone else. That's illegal, right? You can't do that. And so everything that we've had to do on our own. You know, it was about our own ability. And that's why a lot of physicians, it's difficult for them to come together and really help each other because of this mentality. And then I also read Think and Grow Rich, and I had to break that mentality. And, you know, that's one of the ways I got to meet you, Havila, and you, Raul. And I can't imagine not being a part of a mastermind group anymore. It's been phenomenal.
That sounds like that synergy of the energy, really, that is generated when you have like minds who are working together towards a purpose. And you would think, especially within the medical field, you know, being able to really pull together all of that information and resources, but yet that's something that a lot of physicians and doctors don't do and kind of stand in a world all of their own. And, you know, according to Napoleon Hill, because a lot of people may be wondering, what exactly is a mastermind? And according to Napoleon Hill, that principle, it's really the coordination of knowledge and effort of two or more people who work towards a definite purpose in a spirit of harmony. And I appreciate what you said. It's like, I didn't know anything about a mastermind until, you know, a year ago. And then sometimes we don't even realize that in our lives we do masterminding, or we do mastermind with individuals, but we, you know, call it by another name. And, of course, you as well, Raul, have found a great benefit of using the mastermind principle in your real estate business. Can you talk a little bit about that downturn in the market and how that affected your business, and now with using that mastermind principle, how have you really been able to help, you know, turn that around? So talk to us a little bit about how you use that principle in that regard.
Sure. Well, about 5 years ago when the market crashed, I had two offices, 200 people working for me. And at that moment, it was one of those moments that you have to have a gut check, because either you make it or it's going to break you. That's when I stepped out of my comfort zone. I started looking for solutions outside of my industry. So I became part of different masterminds that gave me a different perspective, because I realized that I couldn't find a solution working in the business and every single day working in the business. So I had to look outside of the business. And I joined a mastermind that I was the only person in the real estate industry. And I found that people in different industries will give you insights about your industry that you were not aware of. So I was able to turn my business around within 6 months, because the fact that we will always strive to live up to the expectations of our peers. So I changed my peer group and joined a mastermind that helped me grow. So it's the same thing as when you go to the army and you go to to a school and you have people around you that expect so much of you, but then you come out of that group and you want to hang around or want to be around people who expect less because you want to be the big shot. So that's what happened to me in real estate. Mm-hmm. I was the big shot. So I didn't have anybody to look up to in regards to my industry because I have made it. But when the market crashed, everybody was hurting. So I had to step out of my comfort zone to look for solutions and join different masterminds that will push me to the next level. And ever since then, my business has grown tremendously. And like Lionel, I couldn't think of not being part of a mastermind. Right now, I'm part of 6 different mastermind groups, and I've started 3 other companies since then.
Wow, that is amazing. And I really love the point how you brought out about, you know, sometimes we will surround ourselves with people who, you know, are thinking at a lower, I won't even say lower, but not thinking as large as we are, or, you know, not pushing as far or as hard as they can so that we can feel like the big shot in the group. And I can distinctly remember being in a hair shop one day when I was out in Dallas, and on the radio they had a gentleman who came on, and he said, if you are the most accomplished, if you are the most successful, if you are the most learned one in your group of peers, then you're in the wrong group. It's really time for you to step outside of that group. So, you know, about surrounding yourself with people who are really going to be able to help push you and challenge you and help you grow to that next level in your life and in your business as well. And so it seems like that's what you have used to be able to really help. And now that you started 3 new companies within the last 2 years, I mean, that's just exponential growth. That's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. And I'm currently working less than I used to work before, which I thought it was impossible.
So now you're really a business owner, not just a business operator. You've been able to grow and still flourish and do less or have less of that time invested in that, so which is a wonderful piece to even keep in mind, that there's a possibility of even doing that, because a lot of people think, hey, if I grow my business or if I do more, then I'm going to have more of my time that's committed or taken, you know, away from like things that I want to do or my family or things like that. And you're living proof that that's not the case, not the case at all. That's wonderful. And then yourself as well, Dr. King, because you talked about, you know, some of the health challenges that you and some of your family members had gone through, and then how that really turned around your thinking as far as how to take care of your health and how to do preventative health measures to really boost up your wellness. And so was the mastermind principle used in that in any way to be able to get that information that really helped you, like, change that mindset?
Absolutely. And more so than the information, it was the motivation and the drive and resetting what's normal for yourself. And so, you know, to use a real estate analogy, Raul to really be able to relate to this, you never want to be the most expensive house on the block. You never want to own the most expensive house on the block, because all the other houses are just going to bring your property value down, right? And and so it's the same with masterminding. It's, you know, Avila, you brought up a very good point that we all mastermind and don't know it. But when you don't purposefully mastermind, you mastermind with the wrong people. And you know, Raul, you mentioned that you were you're the big shot, you're the top. So and as a physician, we were taught to be the best. You always had to be the best. You had to be the best to get into medical school. You had to be, you know, the best to get in the best residency program. You always had to be the best. And so that was the mentality: always be the best, always be the hero. And so we didn't want, you know, it's like as medical professionals, you know, you almost feel uncomfortable being around people that are better than you. So you can imagine when I really got this concept, it really caused a state change, you know, because I felt like, wow, you know, now I'm around all these, you know, big business owners. You know, I almost like, you know, got nervous and had stomach upset just having five employees, you know, and now I'm around, you know, Raul just had like 200 employees, you know, it just changed my whole mentality. So as far as from a health standpoint, you know, I was maintaining a pretty good body weight. I looked okay. You know, I felt decent. You know, I wasn't really at my best, you know. And I always used to say this, I'm okay for my age. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. You know, I look good for my age. I mean, how many people say that? What does that even mean? You know, and so what you're saying is, compared to the people that I hang around, I'm okay. Well, the problem with that is America is getting, well, the world actually, but especially America, is getting more and more unhealthy. They're getting bigger and bigger. Obesity is out of control. So now what the norm is today is different than what the norm, you know, was, you know, in our parents' age, like, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's completely different. And so now you could be mildly obese and compare yourself to the norm and feel like you're doing okay. And that was, you know, that's where I was, you know. And then what I had to do was once I got around people that actually focused on their health and vitality and their fitness, now all of a sudden I felt inadequate. And I was like, whoa, I got to step up my game. You know, I got to. You know, you mean it's not normal to have back pain? You know, you mean it's not normal to, you know, not be able to walk up a flight of stairs? This stuff is not normal. But the people that I was hanging around, you know, whether it be my relatives, whether it be my peers, and granted, my peers were in the medical profession, and they were some of the most unhealthy people. It was amazing. And so once I changed of who I was hanging around, who I was masterminding with, my whole life changed. And it, sometimes it's not really even about the specific knowledge. It's just about your standards.
Absolutely. And that is actually a perfect segue. We're going to come back and talk about those standards. Definitely do not leave where you are. Stay tuned in. We're going to go to commercial break and be right back with Raul Villasaez and Dr. Lionel King. Thank you so much for listening to International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Havel Malone, and we have two phenomenal guests with us today. And if you want to join the conversation, then definitely please call in. We would love to hear from you. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can call in at 661-554-9219. And so we just left from that commercial break, and we were talking about the standards at which you set for your mastermind group and really the power of using the mastermind. And Andrew Carnegie, who was instrumental in sending Napoleon Hill off on his 20-year journey of gathering all the most impressive interviews from people who were extremely successful in his time, including Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie himself, Well, Mr. Carnegie actually used the Mastermind principle to accumulate his great fortune, where he ended up bringing together a staff of about 50 individuals for the purpose of learning about manufacturing and the marketing of steel. And that's how he really gained the fortune that he did. And so often we use the Mastermind principle in our business, in our lives, and sometimes we don't even realize that that's what we're using. But Dr. Lionel King actually brought out an amazing point earlier, is when we start to understand what that Mastermind principle is and we use it consciously and for a definite purpose, is when we really get the full benefit of it. And people mastermind in so many different ways, whether it's live in person, whether they do it on the phone, or they do it via online message boards. And so I want to talk to my guest today, the CEO of Advantage Realty Advisors, and Dr. Lionel King, who's a board-certified internal medicine physician and ultimate vitality coach, about how they actually mastermind. So, gentlemen, again, thanks for being on the call today. And we really want to talk to you all about, like, how do you mastermind? What are some of the ways that you get together with your groups to mastermind?
Well, I use masterminds in a couple different ways. One, I create my own mastermind with people that I want to network with and push each other to be accountable. That's a mastermind. I always believe that you have to have a mastermind that you are part of, that you are mentoring people to do the things that you have accomplished, and you have to also have another mastermind where you're learning from other people. So that's two aspects. You want to give, and then you also want to be able to receive from both ends. So one of the negative beliefs that I had when I started masterminding is that, just like Lionel said, is I don't want to be the small guy. You know, I want to be the big shot, and I want to be able to go to a mastermind, and a mastermind that have the same quality of people that I am. So that was a mistake from my end, because you're not going to learn from you're not going to grow. If you're the big shot in the mastermind, then you're not going to grow and learn. So I joined different masterminds where I was pretty much the smallest company in the room. And I was the less educated guy in the room. So just to give an idea, I was sitting down at a mastermind, and next to me was a billionaire, and we had to help each other. And part of the mastermind is to, you know, share some time with each other to see how we could contribute to this business, to their business. So I'm thinking, how can I help this billionaire in his business? And that's, you know, the mindset I had to change, because everybody is equal, because you have something that they don't have. So my company may not be a $1 billion company, but what I have in my side is youth, is energy, is relationships. So I was able to contribute to him the fact that the relationships that I have with my son, with my kids, with my wife, what I do in my health. So he was able to give me advice on my business, and I was able to give him advice on health and family and how to keep his energy at a peak potential. So when you're joining a mastermind, definitely go with the mentality that you have a lot to contribute, because you're the best at something, and you're also going to receive advice from other people, that everybody, doesn't matter where your economic situation is, you are good at something. And when you come from that belief, when you step into that room with a belief that I'm going to give because I know that I'm the best at this, that's when the mastermind's magic starts to happen.
Yes, that we all have a gift, a unique gift that's specific to us, or even a knowledge base that we have, and because sometimes it becomes so natural to us, we take it for granted and we discount it, as opposed to seeing that value. But it's like when you really surround yourself with other people and you start to work in that spirit of harmony and start sharing and having that interchange to be able to help each other, it's like that gift will come out and you'll be able to add value where you may not even have believe that you could have added value. So I love that you shared that with us, because it's so very, very true. And then, two, for you, Dr. King, how do you go about masterminding? What are some of the ways that you apply that principle?
Well, the first thing I do is I make sure that our missions are aligned. Doesn't necessarily have to be even in the same field, but at least our mission. For instance, us three, you know, if we sat down in mastermind, we're in three different fields, but our mission is the same. And our mission is to inspire people and to help people help other people. And by doing that, change the world and everyone that we touch, and let that spread. That's our passion. That's our joint passion. And so when you have a joint passion, then you can go, you can even inspire each other and give each other advice on how to do the same and actually come together and utilize some of the same resources. So that's the thing that I look for when I look for a mastermind is, do we have similar mission? You know, do we have a similar mission? The other thing that I make sure is it's an actual mastermind and not a group or an organization. Coming up in the medical field, we're very used to groups, we're very used to organizations, we're very used to committees. And a lot of times there's an agenda, not a mission, but an agenda. And that agenda is usually the agenda of the particular organization or, you know, the particular group. And that's fine, but, you know, just realize that that's really not a mastermind, because you don't have a lot of free-flowing thought where people are coming together and helping each other accomplish a similar mission. It's usually a similar agenda. So that, you know, that's the two things that I really look for to when I you know, spend my valuable time in a mastermind.
So really having people who are of like mind, moving in the same direction, who are all working together towards that, and I love how you say that mission or that greater vision. And even though you may be in different professions or different, as a matter of fact, Raul, you brought up earlier that it actually is a benefit, and you found benefits of having people who were in different professions to be able to mastermind together, to really be able to harness that brain power of all those different fields coming together, but just making sure that you all are going after the same goal, and that's like the real key there. The real key. And then, and speaking of, and actually in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill gives the illustration of using like the brain power of one individual as opposed to using that collective brain power of many individuals together, and it's almost like a battery. So it's like, how much juice are you going to get out of one battery as opposed to a pack of batteries? You're going to be able to really go a whole lot further in what it is you're trying to accomplish by bringing together all of that like-minded energy, all of that like-minded force, which is another reason why even for myself, joining mastermind groups and masterminding and it can be done in so many different ways, but again, it's in that harmony or that principle of harmony that you want to be working together. And so when you talk about putting together or bringing together a mastermind group, what are some of your tips and tricks on, you know, who you should be bringing into that group? Like, what are some of like, the key things you look for in an individual if they're going to be a part of your mastermind group, and how many individuals would you have in a mastermind group?
Well, I think it depends. Like Lionel said, you definitely have to be aligned with people who are like-minded. And, you know, you could start with a small mastermind group of, you know, 5-6 people. You could join mastermind groups that, you know, 100 people. It all depends what you're trying to accomplish. Like I said, I'm part of many mastermind groups. And what I like about the masterminds is that it brings you to proximity of people who will push you and will hold you accountable. So what the mastermind actually has done for me is stretch my belief system, because I learned through the mastermind that you will never outperform your belief system. So going back to the meeting that I had, or the mastermind that I had with the billionaire, he stretched my belief system. I learned that there are certain things that I thought in my mind that were not possible, but through his advice, they were very possible. So I always say I've learned that proximity is power. So when you start masterminding with people and you get things accomplished, that stretches your proximity and your reach. So that is one of the most valuable things from the masterminds. Get aligned with people that have the same mission as you. At the same time, that will exponentially grow your business because they will introduce you to other people that are going to contribute as well. So I look for two things when I start a mastermind is who wants to share? Is it a mastermind that everybody's looking to get something out of, or is it a mastermind that we all want to give? So the best masterminds that I've been part of is when everybody's just so eager to share what they're doing, not so much what am I going to get out of this meeting or my time is valuable, so if I don't get two things that will help my business in this mastermind, I'm out of the mastermind.
Yeah.
So you want to look for people that love to share, that are successful or they want to be successful in their life, but they love to share. Because the best masterminds, everybody, when I join a mastermind and everybody's just sharing what they're doing and what's working and what's not working, that's when you come out of, you know, with a half a dozen things that will impact your life.
Yeah, that's such a valuable key and it's something to keep in mind. And we're actually going to go and take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to take some callers who would love to speak with Raul Villasajes and Dr. Lionel King. So you're listening to International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio with your host, Avalon Malone, and we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
So we are back. We are here with Dr. Lionel King and Raul Villasajes. And we actually are going to take some calls from our callers. We do have someone on the line right now. You had a question or a comment, and we'd love to speak with you.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Lionel King.
Good morning.
Mr. Raul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and I've been listening to you and enjoying your talk. And my question is actually for Raul. You mentioned that you are in several mastermind groups, and
yes.
I'm curious as well as the listening audience. Now, how do you find a mastermind group, and how do you find the time to be in several mastermind groups?
Well, that is what I. That's what a lot of people wonder too, because I travel at least once a month to different masterminds, and I look at a mastermind this way. If I could shortcut the shortcut, then I'm there. I'm always looking for that edge, that one thing that's going to get me to the next level. So I've been blessed that every mastermind that I've been part of, I've kind of been invited. I started with one mastermind, and out of that mastermind, somebody invited me to another one, and then from that other one, they invited me to another one. So once you get into one mastermind, people will say, well, I'd like to know more about you. I'd like to hang around more with you. Why don't you join my other mastermind? So there are masterminds that are very expensive. I'm part of a mastermind that it cost me $100,000 a year to join. And what I found is when you pay money, you pay attention. And when you pay a lot, you pay a lot of attention. So free masterminds, you know, to be honest with you, when I started free masterminds, it didn't give me as much of a value as it gave me when I paid to be part of a mastermind, because when it's free, people discount what they're going to get out of it. But when you pay, you actually, you know, you know that you're going to get a return on your investment. So I find the time because the fact is that if I don't invest in my growth, if you're not growing, you're dying. So I choose to grow and I choose to be part of the masterminds because I need to come back to my employees, need to come back to my companies, and I'm constantly pushing them to go to the next level with new innovation, with new ideas, with new things that we could do to, you know, better ourselves.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But how did you find the mastermind group, the first one that you joined? Is it by accident? Did you go looking purposely for it and you found it, or somebody just invited you and you fell into it?
The first mastermind that I joined was one because I wanted to break in into a certain niche market in my career. So what I did is I Googled who was the best of that, and I found there's a lot of people who think that successful people are not reachable. So if you're in a certain industry, you want to reach the top guy, you find out what mastermind he belongs to. And you join that mastermind to network with that person. So what I did is I found out who was the best in my industry and what masterminds were they part of, and I joined that mastermind. So out of that mastermind came out of all the different masterminds that I joined. But, you know, what I would suggest is figure out what you want to accomplish. What's your goal in your company? And see who can mentor you. I mean, not mentor you physically, but see who's the person that you said, if I could get around that person, I know I could grow my business. If I could go around this person, I know that they will help me. And find out what masterminds do they belong to, or if there's something similar that you could join. So the first mastermind that I joined, it was a paid mastermind. It cost me $7,500 a year, and we met twice a year. And out of that group came out different opportunities to join different masterminds. So I'm constantly getting invitations from different people saying, will you join my mastermind? Will you, you know, come speak about mastermind? Would you be able to, you know, be a keynote speaker at the mastermind? So masterminds are all over the place. I mean, you could join a mastermind tomorrow if you're really committed. But you have to figure out what is your outcome, what do you want to accomplish, what kind of mastermind is going to serve you, and what point in your life are you in right now, what do you need the most?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And if you don't mind, I'd like to ask a question of Dr. King. Dr. King, you mentioned that because of your medical training and your medical background, you kind of actually isolate yourself in terms of I have to be the best, and you really don't collaborate in terms. So how did you change your mindset with being a part of a group, a mastermind group? Did the mastermind group change your mind, or did you change your mind and join a mastermind group?
Well, I've always been a little bit odd and a little bit of a rebel. I've always known that I wanted to own my own time. And I've always known that I wanted to have my own business, not just my own practice, because when you're a solo practitioner, you're pretty much still an employee. You're just an employee of yourself. And so I knew I had to break out of that. And so early on in my career, I used to seek out business owners. And I used to read books. Think and Grow Rich was one of the first books that I read. And because I wanted to understand the mindset of business owners, not physicians. And so once I did that, I realized that I needed to go and actually seek out as many business owners as I could and model what they did. One of the things that I realized is that the successful business owners always went to events, whether it is conventions, you know, in their trade, whether it be, you know, personal development seminars or events. And so I started doing that. And once I did that, that's when I realized that that's really how to get out of your own environment, you know, especially in your own mentality, and see how other people think, because you surround yourself by like-minded people. So that's how it all started. And I didn't know anything about masterminding. I just said, oh, let me go to an event. And that alone was like, whoa, weird. You know, if I wasn't going to a medical conference, you know, and I went to a personal development a seminar, people thought I was weird. And so And then as I started doing that a little more and listening to books and, I mean, reading books and listening to the tapes, and I went to another event, and that's when the concept of mastermind just kind of appeared. And like I said, I didn't even know what it was. I had no idea. I knew what a think tank was, you know, but I didn't know what a mastermind group. And so coming from the perspective of someone that has never been to one or really, you know, does not know how to find one, the best advice that I could give is just open yourself up to it and state to yourself, I am going to find a mastermind group. And then what will happen is they will appear. It's almost like when you've never heard of a specific car before. And the minute someone buys one that you know and you become aware of it, now you see it all the time on the road. Well, mastermind groups are the same. The minute I was aware of a mastermind group, so whoever's listening, this is that time, now they're just going to appear. They're going to be all over the place, like Raul said. And you could start out attending, you know, free ones or you know, being a part of different groups or organizations and seeking out your own. But like Raul said, I very highly encourage you to actually seek one out where it costs money, because that investment is going to make sure that you show up, that you participate, and that your expectations are set higher because you want a return on that investment. And more importantly, the mastermind participants also paid. And so their level of commitment is at a higher level. And like Raul said, the more you pay, the more you pay attention.
Thank you, Dr. King. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you so much for that call and those questions that you asked. And for those listeners who are interested in learning more about mastermind groups, interested in joining a mastermind or even creating one of your own, then please visit us online at www.internationalmasterminders.com. That information is also available on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.internationalmasterminders.com. And I believe we have another call, someone who would like to ask a question or has a comment for our guest. So are you there, caller? And tell us what your name is.
This is Sharon Jackson. I'm listening from Illinois, and it's very interesting. I'm so glad that you are on today. What I picked up early on is that it's our concept when I joined the mastermind is that you joined one group, you talk to them every day, every week, and you are held accountable by a small group of people. But what I've heard from you all is that you have more than one mastermind, that you deal with a number of people, and it sounds like that you're dealing with them on different levels. I guess, how did you make the transition? I was just interested in how you did that, because most of us, at least most of the masterminders that I know, pretty much are in a mastermind group. You know, one group, one set of people, and then you may come in contact with others. This is more directed, well, either Raul or Dr. King can handle this. I have a follow-up question behind that also.
But here's what I know, is that people who have successful businesses and they are in a certain level, they don't have the time to talk to people on a weekly basis. So if I want to get around people who are ultra successful, you know, I'm talking about millionaires and billionaires, you know, that type of mastermind is, you know, I'm part of a mastermind that we meet once a year. And that mastermind we meet once a year, and it's for 3 days. And we just go into the room, 100 people, and it's pretty much mastermind. What can we do so we could grow our business 10 times within the year? The next year we meet again and we compare notes and, you know, we're hold accountable. Okay, I was supposed to do this last year and this is what I'm doing. So that's like kind of like a huge mastermind, right? That's like a lot of, you know, geniuses come in and they start you know, talking about what they're doing in their businesses. They have different speakers who come in, and we mastermind about how we could grow our business within a year 10 times. I'm also part of another mastermind that we hold ourselves accountable in a weekly basis. So I guess you have to choose to – I like variety, and I like to be part of different groups, but definitely the accountability part, like I said before, you're always going to live up to the expectations of your peer group. So that big group that we meet once a year, that's the one that keeps me accountable, because I want to be back next year and say, yes, I did it 10 times, or I did it 9 times, or I did it 8 times, I grew my business. That's the big goal. And the small mastermind that I'm part of, that I talk to them on a weekly basis, that's the one that holds me accountable. So I made the transition because I wasn't getting anywhere with my weekly mastermind groups, because it was pretty much the same thing, and we, you know, were helping each other. So once I stepped out of my comfort zone and I looked for a bigger mastermind that will hold me ultra accountable, that's when things start to change. That's when you're playing at a different level, and you want to be around those guys that are playing at a much higher level than you.
Yeah, so there's a multitude of ways of masterminding, and that's what we really want to bring to the fore and help people understand, is that, you know, there's so many different levels that you can play at, and Raul has been masterminding for many years now, and so it's about having that peer group, getting that brainstorming, that education, being the proximity of certain individuals, but also that accountability, how important that accountability is. So whether that mastermind is you have to, you know, you need to speak to someone every day. If you have a mastermind that you speak to those individuals every week, or even in the case of Raul, or it's once a year, there's so many different ways of masterminding. And I'm actually part of 4 different mastermind groups, and we have different schedules for the way that we meet and the way that we mastermind with each other. And then, Dr. King, if you also want to chime in on your way of doing that with your groups as well, then please share.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a little newer to the whole masterminding process than Raul. And, you know, I just had to start out by saying I have to get out of my own way. We have a tendency to say, well, you know, if you have a problem, let me go home and think about it, right? Or you know, I want to, you know, I have some issues, so, you know, let me be by myself and let me figure this out. Well, the issues or the problems started in your own brain. So why would you want to stay in your own brain to figure those problems out when that's where the problem started in the first place? It's usually not your environment. We perceive our environment to throw problems at us, but usually our problems start out in our own brain. And so I wanted to get around people that were not impressed by my problems. You know, my problems seem big. But once I get around other people, it's like, oh, that's nothing. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, now my mind has changed, and I'm like, well, my problem's not really that big. Let me just go ahead and handle it and move on. And so that was, you know, that was very important for me. The other thing that was very important is a lot of times we have just negative chatter in our head that tells ourselves that we're not enough, or that we don't have anything to give, or, I mean, it doesn't even, the most successful people have this same negative chatter in their head. And when you get around a mastermind group, you know, remember, it's not all about just receiving, but when you're able to give, it's like Raul said, you know, he sat next to a billionaire, you know, and he was able to give that billionaire advice on, you know, something that Raul was good at. He was able to give, you know, the billionaire advice. When you're able to do that, when you're able to contribute, it makes you realize that you have value. And once you realize that you have value, you walk differently, you talk differently, you act differently, you approach problems differently. And so you need to really fuel that energy, that positive energy within inside yourself by giving. And that's another very important part about masterminding. And as far as how many you join, whether you join 1, 2, whether it meets once a week or once a year, again, really focus on, you know, your mission Find others that share that mission and think about what it is that you need. If you need, you know, to kind of condition your mind, or if you need to be held accountable, you need to join a mastermind group that meets more often, you know, whether it be once a week or once a month. And then, you know, when you get more specific and more clear on what you're trying to accomplish and your goals and develop that self-discipline, then, you know, you can join a mastermind that meets quarterly, you know, or even yearly, depending.
Thank you. Those were good comments. I really appreciated that. Because the last comment was answered the follow-up comment that I was going to make in terms of how you make the decision between the group that meets weekly, monthly, and yearly. The other thing that I wanted to ask you is that you are business owners. All three of you are business owners. It is not just an individual thing. You have the responsibility of the people who work underneath you, not only for them to have jobs, but to expand their mind. What has been the techniques, what have you used to be able to expand the mind of the person that works for you? Am I clear about the question?
Yeah, I'm telling you, my employees or my team, I don't call them employees, they're my team. They're pretty much, they know that every time I go to a mastermind, I come back and it's, okay, what are we going to do now? So everything that I learn, I come back and I implement immediately, and they love it because it's always fresh, it's always new, it's always innovating. So their lives are better because of the fact that I'm around people who make my life better. So, you know, the people in my team, they know that every time I'm away from the business per se, they know when I'm coming back, we're growing the business at least two times. So, you know, it comes to the point that how can I be away 1 week out of every month is because I have a strong team that's behind me that believes that I'm not taking vacations or I'm not going away just to enjoy my life. I'm coming back with knowledge. I'm coming back with ideas. I'm coming back with a different perspective of how we grow our business. So we've changed our business model in the last 2 years three times based on the different masterminds. So we've constantly been growing our business every time we make changes. So for the people around me, my company, they love the fact that I'm involved in different masterminds because they know that I come back with different perspective of how we could service better our customers.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. An organization will only go as far as the mindset and skill set of its leader. So if you're not continually expanding your mind and gaining new, more insightful information, pushing yourself to growth, then the organization is only going to go so far. It's imperative that you continue to grow. The pursuit in life is to continue to grow and expand, because we really have limitless possibilities. We have limitless potential. But the only way that we do that is stepping out of our comfort zone, taking in more information, and not just any information, but information that's going to be of value to us, and then applying that. And so also, Dr. King, to the caller's question, how do you help with facilitating with your staff and the people who you are around to help them to continue to grow as well?
The first step is realizing that you are there to not only employ them, and not only them, you know, to carry out tasks, but you really are there to lead and mentor them. And if your business shares the same mission and the same passion that you do, then when you go to that mastermind and any knowledge that you gain, when you come back, you should, you know, be like eager to share that information with your team. And I say share the information because if you want to effectively lead, you really have to be someone who serves. And so you want to serve your team. And so you don't want to use a mastermind, or it's not effective to use a mastermind by saying, oh, these are the ways to more effectively run a business and come back to your quote-unquote employees and change all the rules or implement new rules. What you really want to do is you want to come back and install